friends, Romans, countrymen. It's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Kia ora, Zoe.
Hello, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right, I'm all good, just at home.
I'm glad to hear that. I do appreciate that when we have to do ISO radio, people really lean into the doing it in your pyjamas and from your bed aesthetic, which...
Oh, definitely. I moved slightly closer to the door so there's better Wi-Fi, but besides that...
Excellent. Hey, what are we talking about? Are we talking about online theatre this week?
Yeah, we are straight back into it. I was so excited last week to have, like, finally real shows to talk about, but no... But luckily, the Edinburgh Fringe is all online, and just like the actual Edinburgh Fringe that I was lucky enough to go to in 2016, it's super hard to navigate and find your way around.
It's just keeping you true to the real life experience.
Yeah, but there are so many things that I did find. I'll talk you through a couple of them and just sort of how to, like, the best way to make your way around the website. So there's this fun thing on it called Pick and Mix, which is just a kind of cool way to find out what shows to watch because there are so many.
Mm.
And basically it's just like a lucky dip of what fringe shows there are. So once you're on the homepage of the website, these are very important details, you will scroll down and find the Pick and Mix button. And then once you're there, you can filter genres. So if you're with your kids and you want something kid-friendly, or you're going for a musical thing or a cabaret thing or a dance thing, you can filter all this out, click the Pick and Mix button, and then it'll show you a 60-second clip of a show, which I assume you can then go find the actual show of.
Awesome.
I just want to let you know, Zoe, that I'm currently following your instructions on the website.
Are they clear and direct?
They're very clear. They're very direct. And I found my way to a show.
Oh, perfect. Show.
What show are
Actually,
you looking
I
at?
I don't know what show I'm looking at, but...
Give us the vibe. What's going on?
It's people dancing, people playing music, someone's got a fire thing.
Gee. Oh, yeah. I think that's an ad test.
Right. Sorry. Apologies. So I found my way there.
Yay! Okay. So there's the Pick and Mix, but also every Friday night, which unfortunately is 8 a.m. on Saturday morning for us.
Hey, some people are up and about at that time.
True. There's a 1 hour show, which is 9 different acts for £9, which is $18. So some of the shows you can see on the website are free, some you have to pay for.
That's pretty reasonable, though.
Yeah, for the Friday night fundraiser show, all the money goes towards a central artist and the venue recovery fund. And you get to see 9 different acts. This one is also super easy to find, much like the Pick and Mix. Once you're on the homepage, you just scroll down and you'll see a thing that says AJ Bell Friday night fundraiser show.
This is pretty awesome. Like, I mean, it's a classic. This is the silver lining of a very terrible situation for the whole world. But we do get access to things that in New Zealand we wouldn't necessarily get to see. Like the Edinburgh Fringe Festival is a huge cultural institution that usually you have to buy a very expensive flight to Edinburgh and find somewhere to stay and do all of that. And that's an amazing experience if you're able to do that. But not many people in Aotearoa are, perhaps. So this is a kind of a silver lining. You get to experience this in the same way that everybody else is at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. And also, because everyone's going through the same thing all over the world, lots of the shows are very relatable or sort of speak to the current experience. Like there's this one that I watched a bit of this morning called Inside Joke, and it's a solo show from Hong Kong. And it's basically a stream of consciousness, like all these thoughts from a queer person quarantining for 14 days after traveling from New York to Hong Kong. And it's pretty cool. Some of the quality on the shows aren't the best, but it's still fun to see and support. Mm. And this one is free and you can watch it anytime. But, oh my God, good luck trying to find it. I think maybe the best way would just be to like click on the program and scroll. And even if you can't find the one I'm talking about, you'll find something.
There's plenty on there. It sounds like if you've got time to kill as well, you could just, you know, navigate yourself around the website.
There's this fantastic feature on the website when you go into the pick and mix thing that you were talking about before, where you can click on the right hand side, spin again, and it just, it's like shuffle on
awesome
on your iPod or whatever.
It's iPod, like, shuffle, but for theater shows.
And it just shuffles and gives you a new show to watch.
Awesome. So this is the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Cool. If people want to track it down, remind us of the website, Zoe.
I would just Google Edinburgh Fringe Festival 2020.
Cool.
But I can find
the website is Google. That's good. That's okay. Easy. That sounds like a very good way to get there. And your directions for how to navigate the slightly complicated website sound very good as well. Lots of gems hidden in there.
I do have one more thing to talk about, which is right from here in Auckland. That's
awesome.
Also online. It's the Master Builder that is by Auckland Theatre Company. And it's super, super, super good quality. And it was made with the intention of it being a sort of COVID-19 production. So it's this like really good hybrid of theatre and film. So it's an adaptation of an 1892 play by a Norwegian playwright, Henrik Ibsen. Sorry if I got that name wrong. But basically, it's this middle-aged guy who's created this building empire and is a successful property developer. A mysterious young woman from his past shows up and it reignites a creative flame, but it sort of shakes his foundation. But it's sort of filmed like a really, really arty film that you'd see at the Film Fest or something, because
cool.
They're acting and it's not lots of cuts or anything, but it's in a set and the camera changes around and it's really beautiful to watch. And the soundtrack is really eerie. It's like kind of discordant violins and it's by ATC, so you know that you're supporting local.
That's very cool. So we've got some international and some local stuff to get stuck into. Sounds like a lot of theatre is still happening out there. Thank you very much, Zoe.
Oh, you're welcome.
And we'll see you soon.
Yes.
Ka kite.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
Thank you very much, Zoe. That is